Fear is the tool of a man-made devil. Self-confident faith in oneself is both the man-made weapon which defeats this devil and the man-made tool which builds a triumphant life. And it is more than that. It is a link to the irresistible forces of the universe which stand behind a man who does not believe in failure and defeat as being anything but temporary experiences. Napoleon Hill. In today's episode, episode 9, I'm going to be bringing you a few different quotes from one of my favorite authors and most inspiring authors to me, Napoleon Hill. He's kind of different. He's from a totally different era, as most of you probably know, but his writing is really encouraging and inspiring, and it makes you think differently than a lot of other writers. So I'm just going to share a few quotes that I really, really like and expound on them a bit, and I hope that you enjoy this. The first book I ever read by Napoleon Hill is called Outwitting the Devil, The Secret to Freedom and Success. I believe it was written in the 1930s, and it kind of goes over how he kind of discovered who he was business-wise and kind of the power that he had to make his life the way that he wanted it to be. And so most of my quotes are going to come from that book because it's my favorite one. And I encourage you to definitely check it out. If you don't actually enjoy reading an actual book in your hand, you can definitely get it on Audible. And like I said, I highly recommend Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. These next few quotes that I'm going to read are in regards to who Napoleon Hill calls his other self or the other self. Really, what I believe he's getting at here is that we all have intuition and we all have like a gut feeling, and that's kind of like our guide in life. And so he speaks of this other self that he discovered, and I think he was probably in his 20s. So a lot of us come into our own in our 20s and 30s and start to really listen to the inner voice, you know? And so he's talking about this other self that he would kind of listen to when he first started doing well in business and getting ideas for different businesses and different books that he wrote. So these quotes are in regards to the other self. As I opened the envelope in which it came, my other self said, "Your only limitation is the one which you set up in your own mind." I'm not sure that I understand just what this other self is, but I do know that there can be no permanent defeat for the man or the woman who discovers it and relies upon it. So like I said, that really is kind of like our intuition and learning to rely on your own better judgment. I think we all have this ability, but so many of us cloud our minds with just the mundane day in and day out crud that we allow to weigh us down. So I think when we start like things like meditating or taking time to be quiet and be still, like I kind of talk about in previous episodes, that's when we start to kind of hone in on that small, still voice that is our own. And then when we start to rely on that intuition and that inner voice, a lot of times things start to happen, really positive things start to happen. And I kind of consider that coming into alignment with who you were born to be. So when Napoleon Hill talks about the other self, I believe that he didn't have these words because the studies hadn't been done, but that's really coming into alignment with who you're supposed to be and learning to trust that inner voice because you are now in alignment with yourself. One last quote about the other self that I really like of his is, "There is a great power to be discovered in your other self. Search sincerely and you will find it." Again, that's basically talking about alignment and searching and finding who you really are. Like for me, I know that who I really am is a creative being. I'm a whimsical person. I love beauty. I find beauty even in darkness. And I just know that I was born and put on earth to write songs and make music and write words out, even if it's a poem or a story. I know that's what I'm here for. And that's what he's talking about when he says, "Search sincerely and you will find it." If we search sincerely for our other self, which I believe is to be believed to be our true self, you'll discover what you are born to do. Some people are born to be doctors and to help heal people. Some people are born to be firefighters or first responders and to save people's lives. And then there are people like me who were born to be creative and to help people through difficult times and to help people kind of tap into finding their true self. These next few quotes are about defeat and failure and how those things truly are necessary in order for us to come into who we are supposed to be and what we are supposed to do with our lives. During my quarter century of research into the causes of success and failure, I have discovered many principles of truth which have been helpful to me and to others, but nothing I have observed has impressed me more than the discovery that every great leader of the past whose record I have examined was beset by difficulties and met with temporary defeat before, quote-unquote, arriving. From Christ on down to Edison, the men who have achieved most have been those who met with the most stubborn forms of temporary defeat. This would seem to justify the conclusion that infinite intelligence has a plan, or a law by which it hurdles men over many obstacles before giving them the privilege of leadership or the opportunity to render useful service in a noteworthy fashion. I love that because he's saying you're going to fail. You're going to be defeated, and that's okay because every person who has ever done anything worth noting has suffered defeat and has had many obstacles to get over. So that's really encouraging to me. The last set of quotes that I'm going to read from Outwitting the Devil have to do with self-discipline. And the reason that I want to talk about this is because self-discipline has been a difficult thing for me. I grew up very outside of the box, being homeschooled, and just living a bit differently than most people as I was growing up. And from childhood on into my adult years on to even now, I really struggle with self-discipline. So this stuff really stood out to me and I felt like I needed to share it. One must gain mastery over self. This is the second of the seven principles. The person who is not master of himself can never be master of others. Lack of self-mastery is of itself the most destructive form of indefiniteness. That's heavy. This is in a question-answer form, so the question, but these are natural appetites. They must be indulged if one is to be healthy and happy. There are three different main appetites that he talks about that need to be controlled in order to live your best life. So his answer is, to be sure, there are natural appetites, but they are also dangerous because people who have not mastered themselves overfeed the appetites. Self-mastery contemplates sufficient control over the appetites to enable one to feed them what they need and withhold food not needed. And he's not, when he says food, he's not talking about just actual food. But I just love that he goes into so much detail about self-discipline. So I strongly recommend Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. The self-discipline chapter is chapter 10. And like I said, it's different. His writing is really different, but you can always get gems. You know, you can find the gems and the nuggets of goodness in anything that you read or listen to. So that's the Outwitting the Devil quotes. And I'm going to move on to the next book. This next set of quotes comes from Napoleon Hill's Golden Rules. And I love this quote here. No man on earth can control the mind of a normal, healthy person if that person chooses to exercise his God-given right to control his mind. So awesome. I love that one. It's talking about how we have the power to control our minds, no matter how much someone might be trying to gaslight us or treat us wrong or talk down to us, make us feel like we're less than them. we have the control. And if you're a healthy person and you've worked through whatever you may have gone through growing up or as an adult, if you're a healthy, normal, healthy person, you have the ability to control your mind and not allow anything that anyone else says to you to bring you down or make you feel bad or make you angry. That goes into like reaction and stuff, which I'm still working on, not reacting. This is a poem called The Easy Road, which is in the Golden Rules book. It is not by Napoleon Hill. It just says GSW, so I'm not quite sure who that is. I even looked it up. But I'll read this poem and then go into the quote from Napoleon Hill and kind of expound on that. How many seek the gladness that love and friendship lend, forgetting to be friendly while asking for a friend? How many seek position and highest tasks to do, and strive to rule the many while faithless to the few? How many fix their vision on mountains lost in light, yet scorn the weary climbing that leads them to the height? And choosing false conditions, how many then complain, because life's laws are changeless and truth and justice reign? Because, as to Muhammad, life teaches to each one that all may seek the mountain. That mountain comes to none. To every sincere inquiring mind, nature declares, tell me what you want, I can get it for you. But the majority do not know what they want, nor do they want the same thing twice in succession. That is why more dreams do not come true. Adopt a quote-unquote chief aim in life. I love that because what it's saying is that so many people don't know what they want, apart from maybe material things. They know, oh yeah, it'd be nice to have a Bentley. It would be nice to have some Louboutins, you know, the material stuff, but they don't actually know what they truly want. And so that chief aim in life it's vital. So for me, my chief aim, I just want to live a life knowing that when I pass away, that I left something good behind for the people who were in my life. And hopefully, you know, my hope is that my music and stuff I write will be left behind for people who come generations after me. It's so important to find a chief aim in our life and to know what we want. And I love that he says, nature declares, tell me what you want, I can get it for you. Because it's so true. Like, if we just know what we want and we go for it wholeheartedly, we can get it. I believe we can get it if we're a sincere, genuine person. I know so many people who don't deserve things, people who are selfish and greedy and horrible, they often get things too. They get the stuff that they want. But you know what they don't get? They don't get peace and they don't get true happiness and contentment. So that is all I have for us today. I really hope that it kind of spoke to you and was encouraging to you. And we will be back on Monday with another episode.